Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. The third plenary session of the 20th Communist Party of China Central Committee will convene in Beijing in July. The CPC Central Committee Political Bureau announced the decision at a meeting on Tuesday. According to the main agenda of the session, the Political Bureau will report its work to the Central Committee. The session will study issues concerning further deepening reforms and advancing Chinese modernization. China's Shenzhou 17 crew has safely returned to Earth after a six-month stay at the Tiangong Space Station. The return capsule touched down at the Dongfeng landing site in northern China on Tuesday afternoon. Astronauts Tong Hongbo, Tong Shengjie, and Zheng Xinlin then exited the capsule with the assistance of ground staff. The China Manned Space Agency said the astronauts are in good physical condition and the mission is a complete success. Prior to departure, the astronauts hand over work to the Shenzhou 18 crew, who will stay in the space station for another six-month mission. Zheng Yibing has more.
After their return from the space, and that's the first stop. After their landing, they have gone through three rounds of medical checks. We heard from the medical staff from the Astronaut Center of China. Before, they've been sent transport to the airport and transport to the Beijing and airspace city. There, they're going to have the Chinese meal. Before that, they were going to have the hot shower and Chinese meal, which is very helpful, providing the sufficient nutrition for these people. So the crew members of the Shenzhou 17, they have stayed in space for about 186 days and plus 15 hours. So we're expecting them to have the very good recovery from the space mission.
Chinese President Xi Jinping's special representative will attend the 15th summit of the heads of state and government of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Zheng Jianbong will attend the summit over the weekend in Gambia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to launch a ground attack on Rafah with or without a deal with Hamas. His comments come just as Hamas said it was preparing a written response to Israel's offer of a 40-day truce that resulted from negotiations in Cairo. The latest offer includes the release of hostages captured on October the 7th and the prospect of displaced families being allowed back to northern Gaza. The U.S. and U.K. have called on Hamas to accept the deal. It's reported the offer does not include a permanent ceasefire, a Hamas demand that's halted previous negotiations. Rafah sits on the border with Egypt and is sheltering hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinian civilians. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson says representatives of the Fatah and Hamas Palestinian factions recently met in Beijing for unity talks.
Representatives of the Palestinian National Liberation Movement and Islamic Resistance Movement arrived in Beijing a few days ago for in-depth and candid dialogue. The two sides fully expressed their political will to achieve reconciliation through dialogue and consultation, discussed many specific issues, and made positive progress. They agreed to continue this process of dialogue with a view to achieving Palestinian unity at an early date.
Lin Jian says the two sides highly appreciated China's firm support for the just cause of the Palestinian people to restore their legitimate national rights. Official data shows factory activity in China expanded again in April. The Purchasing Managers Index for the manufacturing sector came in at 50.4. That came after reading a 50.8 in March, when the index broke above the 50 benchmark that separates expansion from contraction. Meantime, China's non-manufacturing business sector also expanded in April, with the official PMI standing at 51.2. China's railway network is expected to handle over 140 million passenger trips during the eight-day May Day holiday travel rush. The China State Railway Group projects the peak to be on Wednesday with around 21 million trips. An average of over 12,000 passenger trains are planned daily, which is about 1,800 more than the usual number during non-rush periods. China's courier sector has witnessed a surge in its delivery volume this year, signaling a booming consumer market. The country's courier companies have handled 50 billion parcels as of April 29th, a milestone achieved 32 days quicker than it was in 2023. The State Post Bureau says the courier sector has played a vital role in facilitating the flow of farm produce and balancing regional development. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.